have a lot of head scratchers in the stack today. I feel like more so than normal that don't involve a Florida man. This is from the New York Post.
You're going with the Post.
A candidate for two Wyandotte County elected positions faces a felony charge. That's the headline. And really, they're burying the lead because the felony charge is she put bullets in someone, but we'll get to that. A candidate who will be on the ballot for two different elected positions in Wyandotte County is charged with a felony. Her name is Lisa Walker Yeager. She is charged with the aggravated battery of an unidentified 35-year-old person and unlawful discharge of a weapon.
Okay, we now know, the Star has the name of the person.
Okay, because this week she was the top vote getter for a spot on the BPU board. Okay. She has also finished second in the race for District 1 County Commissioner. If you're asking yourself, why is this news? You cannot be elected to those positions if you are convicted of a felony, correct?
I believe that is correct.
Right. So her campaign website notes that she is running for both jobs. That is not illegal in Wyandotte County. I think in every other calendar year, you're allowed to run for two.
You're right. The Star says Kansans convicted of a felony are not allowed to hold public office.
While voters will decide Walker Yeager's fate for the two offices, a judge currently will decide what happens in her criminal case. In court records, she says she was acting in defense of herself and her daughter. She has asked the judge to dismiss the case, and a judge, I think I read, refused to do so.
That is correct. The Star says she's maintained that Bay, Noble Bay, is the contractor she's accused of shooting, displayed aggressive behavior toward her because he was unsatisfied with the amount of money that she paid him for construction work he did for her, and she should be excused from the case. Bay, meanwhile, telling authorities that Walker Yeager shot him after a dispute over money she owed him for construction-related work, according to court documents.
So she's alleged to have shot a contractor. I read somewhere.
He was shot in the back.
He was shot in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm no gun person. I think we've established that in my 14 years here. But when one shoots someone in the back,
it's usually frowned upon.
Right, because that would suggest
they were walking away.
They were walking away.
Or under legal jargon, retreating.
Mm-hmm. The DA's office says that it is not self-defense, given that Bay did not have a firearm on him. He was unarmed. She was. You have to keep in mind, he was shot in the back.
Several rounds had been fired into his vehicle, according to court documents. She is charged with aggravated battery by knowingly causing harm or bodily disfigurement and unlawful discharge of a firearm in city limits. Yeah. If she unloaded the gun into that truck, is now, I don't know, is the unlawful discharge of a firearm in city limits a felony?
My guess would be that, yes, it would.
Because
you're not supposed to shoot a gun inside of the city.
Right. And so, you know, you can argue the he said, she said here all you want. If it's a felony to discharge and he has a bullet in his body and several more in his truck, she's also, according to the Post, on her third defense attorney. And I'm only bringing that up because people who live in that world say, if you're on attorney number three, that could speak to.
There's a reason.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sam.
Other attorneys are not lining up to take this one, if you know what I mean.
You're a difficult person to acquit.
Yes. Or to
they
work
would,
with.
They would argue. Yeah. Either or. Yeah.
What ever happened, and we've said this many times, so I'm sorry for sounding like a broken record. Okay. Whatever happened to conflict resolution?
Oh, Sam, that walked out. That ship sailed years ago.
You both disagree on the value of the services that were provided.
Yeah, take
great.
It to court.
Happens all the time.
Go to small claims court.
Why are we whipping out a gun and unloading it at some guy who's just now driving away from you?
Can I ask you another question?
Or at least walking away.
Let me ask you another question here. Just last week, she made it through a crowded primary election in both races.
Mm-hmm.
Do the voters not know that she faces incredibly serious charges, or do they know and they don't care? Either one of them, they're both not good.
My guess being that the shooting occurred in October of last year, so almost a year ago, 10 months ago. They don't know.
She's in the running for this job.
She got the top votes in the BPU.
Wait, against a guy named Gary Bradley Lopez. Now look, I don't know Gary Bradley Lopez, but if I was his campaign manager, I would run on a very simple platform. I didn't shoot someone.
Allegedly.
Wait, how many commissioners?
No, if you're Gary, you can literally say, I didn't shoot somebody, because he didn't. If you lose, just follow me here.
I understand.
If either one of these candidates lose to this woman, what does that say about your candidacy?
I will point out that the shooting did occur. We're going to guess this was at her property. I'm guessing that Noble Bay came over to her house.
Well, he's a contractor,
To pick up the money or to have the discussion about, you didn't pay me enough, well, I didn't like your work. This is in a rough neighborhood of KCK, 10th and Quindaro.
I saw the address. Again, one of her competitors is Jermaine Howard. The other is Gary Bradley Lopez. I'm sure that they bring fine ideas to the table.
I would be pamphleting that neighborhood with plenty of paperwork saying, I never shot somebody in the back.
It's really all you have to say.
I never unloaded my gun into somebody's truck.
But I ask you, Scott, is it possible the voters know and they don't care? And that blows my mind.
It is possible. I think it's better that in these smaller municipal elections, people vote based on the familiarity of the name on the ballot. How many yard signs of this person have I seen? There's a guy running for Shawnee City Council. His name is Mark Hamill. I'm going to guess he gets a lot of votes just because his name is Mark Hamill.
I think on one of the those signs I've seen, he is leaning into that name, by the way.
Good.
I would too. On one of the signs, there was some sort of Star Wars reference. And I thought, you know what? That's
the Force is with him?
Yeah, that is clever. That is very clever. We are not taking suggestions on her campaign slogan. Stop it.
913-586-7798. 586-7798. What? What?
Go to break.
Walker Yeager. Duck!